my god. Who is that? It's me. Ah, I'm so tired. Ah, my god. I'm tired emotionally. I'm tired physically. Actually, I have to take some fucking Advil, which is right behind where my mic is right now. So, have some pill ASMR. Not sponsored, though I wish. And my headache pills. Because I have a headache. I bought some soy milk, so that's what I'm going to be drinking. I got a new trash can. Not that that's very exciting. It's one of those skinny ones from Muji. Because I like the aesthetic of it. I got some soy milk right here. I'm so tired. Ugh. I just want everything to go back to normal. But that's okay. We stay optimistic. Fuck, I forgot to shake it. God, we stay optimistic. Things will be fine. This thing's on stereo mode. I don't know if you can tell. Ooh. Binaural. I just came back from seeing my mechanic, and I didn't get anything done. Nothing was done because I have to leave my car overnight. Ugh. Or at least leave it for a long time. Because, some shit in the undercarriage is fucked up. The guy says that he thinks it's the, exhaust shield. Whatever it is, it's making a real weird rickety noise. I should have added matcha to this. Fuck. However, it's too late for caffeine anyway. I already washed my hands. I should put away the dishes. So yeah, shit's fucked up in my car. Didn't get it repaired. I need to bring it in Friday evening. Leave it there. Pick it up whenever on Saturday. And that's about how my day is going. I thought that this would take so much longer than what it has taken. And so I basically said, fuck it, and didn't think I was gonna record today. And then I did have time, because right now I technically have... Oh, it's 2:35 right now. I have to go... I have some time until, like, 5-ish. And that should have been enough to do at least 2 scripts. But I didn't prepare any yesterday. I was supposed to, but I was discouraged. And I thought, hey, you're not gonna be able to record tomorrow anyway. So just plan out what else you can do. And that's after having already planned out what I wanted to do on the weekend. I'm rubbing my eyes, if that's why, that's why it sounds weird. Basically nothing went to plan, just like usual. Every time I plan anything, it goes to shit. So I don't know why I bother, but in keeping with this whole optimism thing, I'm gonna do a cooking with Nifon, which hopefully this thing is still recording. I freshly charged his batteries in there. So I'm really, really hoping it stays alive. And I'm really hoping my memory card has enough room to record whatever I'm about to record. I bought some groceries. I bought groceries, quote unquote, because it's all of its vegetables except for some chicken wings that I bought because I'm sad. I want some chicken wings and noodles, so maybe I'll eat those while I cook. It's like meal prepping some vegetables. I need to go tie my hair up in a ponytail because it's hot as fuck, and I'm going to change out of my pants into some shorts because everything is terrible. Sorry, no. Oh, we're trying that optimism thing. Gonna be fine. This isn't the worst problem we've had to have, except we're also very sleep deprived. I figured out the only time that's really that the temperature is comfortable for me is between the hours of 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. And so that's when I've been doing all of my work, my admin work, all my work for the other things that I've been planning that I burnt out on, but now I'm back on there. I have two big projects that I want to complete. And maybe it's a me thing. You know, maybe if I was more comfortable with improv, but I hate improv so very much. People are like, "Oh, you're so great at improv." And I'm like, "No, that's just me playing myself as a character. I can't be someone else. I can't improv as another character." Every single time I've done a D&D thing, it's just been me as a character. Not even like because I really wanted a self insert, but because I can't. This is it. This is all I got. This is all I have. I need a script to play a character. That is it. That is all I can do. And I need a script for audios in which I play characters. Otherwise, I'm awkward as fuck. It's gonna take so long in post-production. Like, honestly, I don't get it. I don't get how people can just improv all these audios out and they're amazing at it and they can play a character and oh my god, I believe you and the way that you're improving. It's fine. I'm not jealous. I'm very jealous. It's fine. But because of that, I have to adapt. I also have to adapt every script I read to the way I speak. Otherwise, it fucks me up and I can't get into it. Isn't that the best? Doesn't always have to happen, but a lot of the times I do end up rewriting some of the stuff that I record. Either because it doesn't feel natural the way they speak, or because I just think this addition would enhance it. Or just, you know, add little personal touches. And you guys are like, "Oh my god, Nate, follow me, love it when you do that. What are you saying? Stop." But it's so time consuming. And maybe I need to put up with the fact that something's gotta give. Either I cannot keep editing all these scripts, or I need to get my shit together and just be working always, which is fine. Oh. This is my work ethic has been nowhere to be seen recently. Actually, recently it's been great. Despite the fact that everything went to shit, I did schedule a lot of my week on the weekend, really hoping that this wouldn't happen. But I did that. I did all sorts of admin things. I have all the updated Patreon snippet. So if you've been waiting on that, I'm really sorry, but I'm getting them all out right now. I just need to edit them all. And edit meaning like reduce the noise, cut out all my mistakes, because some of them are mistakes. Ugh. And I'll be getting those out soon. I've started getting some out already. Just really quick and short ones that I know I can get out really fast. Some of them are a little longer, so I'll get those out there. You'll have that soon. I need to figure out all sorts of things. Let's be stressed out together. Anyway, I've been rambling on for way too long. I need to go change and I need to get everything else while I start cooking and maybe eat some damn wings and noodles while I cook. I should have put some Baileys in the soy milk. Okay, sit tight. I'm gonna be back. Okay, I'm back. Just tying my hair up into a ponytail. Go get. Oops. Watch out, light fixture. Put all these dishes away. Start eating, start cooking things that I want to cook. Ugh. I have some wings and some nudes. A fork? Why not? Oh, food, you make me feel better. Brought to you by the Asian grocery store I went to. Which, by the way, there was this like creepy dude just outside asking for change. And normally, like, I don't know, I kind of felt bad that I didn't give him any change, but also he had like this, he had a backpack that was more expensive, like one of those like, those, what are they, those backpacks called? I think they're like Swedish or something like that, but like one of those. And like fucking a jersey and like I don't know. It was weird. Like it for what, and he was like asking for change in his travel mug. I was like, dude, this is like the sketchiest thing. It was really sketchy. I didn't feel safe, so I stayed in my car, locked my car. Outside, still asking for change. Then he like circled my car and then like stood outside for a while. I was like, well, I guess I'm sitting in my car for forever. I don't know. And eventually he walked away. As I clicked the lock on my car so we could hear it, like the beep when the car locks. I walked away after that to some other lady's car. And I got out of my car tentatively, and I have a little alarm thing on my bag. I was kind of holding on to it, just watching him, seeing what would happen. And then he walked away from her eventually, and I was like, "Oh, thank God!" Walking into the grocery store, and he was originally. I should be putting dishes away while I talk about this, but he originally had asked me for money for change, quote unquote, for food. Is what he said. And so I went into the grocery store and I was like, okay, well, if he's still outside my, like, outside by my car, and there's a big, like, window you can see outside from the grocery store. If he's still out there by the time I finish what I have to get, then I'm going to get, like a pack of spring rolls for the guy. I'm not just gonna give him money. Because that's the thing that my family has always said, like, if somebody asks you for money and they're claiming to be a beggar, just buy them food instead of giving them the money. Because a lot of times it's people trying to get cash for drugs and stuff like that, and I'm like, okay. So if he sincerely wants like money for food, then I will buy this man food, you know what I mean? Instead of just giving him change for it, because I don't, like, I didn't even really have change. Like, I had, like, a couple dimes, and that's all I could have given him. And this way, that would have been better than the couple of dimes I could have given him, you know what I mean? And so I grabbed the pack, but by the time I, like, finished everything, he was gone. So I didn't have to deal with that, thank goodness. And that was in between having to, run errands, and also after that I had to go to the mechanic. I'm still sniffly. Uncomfortably so. You know when you're just on the cusp of being sick? Right after being sick? It's weird. Weird, weird feeling. Like, you just were sick, and now you're not sick, but you feel like you're gonna get sick again. It's that, like, weird itch in the nose that just, ugh, it's weird. Anyway, I'm gonna take a bite of my chicken wing. Oh, they're not crunchy. Kind of salty. Kind of old. That's okay. Oh, juicy actually. Never mind. It's really good. Or am I just hungry? I don't know. It's 3 p.m. and this is the first thing I've eaten all day. So, what can you do? So yummy. Ooh. I'll edit that out in post. Hopefully I remember that. Ooh, that bowl's still dirty. Hello? Who'll be washing dishes in this house? Oh, right, me. Well, what was I even talking about before I had that sumptuous wing? Throw these pans aside because I'm gonna need them for later. Maybe I should have put socks on. Sometimes my Crocs make like a weird farting noise. Yeah, I'm gonna go put socks on. Okay. And for all the newcomers, yes, I do wear Crocs. Shut up about it. They're comfortable and they don't get wet. So, yeah. If you ever worn slippers and your feetsies have gotten wet in them, and while you're cleaning and stuff like that, then you don't have to worry about that with Crocs. So shut up about it. Fill some ice. Funny because we don't have a traditional like ice tray because we've never really felt it was necessary. We ended up, when we went back to the Philippines, bought those bags that you put the ice in, or not the ice in, that you put water in and then you freeze the bags, and then you know what I'm talking about? If you're Filipino and you're in the Philippines and you're listening to this, you know those bags that they put ice candy in? It's like the bigger version of that. Yeah, those. Or sometimes they put like soft drinks in them. And the Philippines, if you buy soft drinks from someone, like pop or something, from a street food vendor, they'll give it to you in like a bag because they save the bottles because you can get money from returning all the bottles and cans and stuff like that. You'd think it would prevent litter, but it actually like causes a lot more litter because there's just bags and straws everywhere. And even stuff like coconut juice, they'll put it in there if you don't want the whole coconut itself. Which actually, If you're Filipino and you're listening to this, and you know what, or if you just know what I'm talking about in general, do you like your coconut? Do you like it shredded or the whole piece? Because I prefer the whole piece. I don't like it when it's shredded into like the thinner pieces. You know what I mean? With the yeah, you probably know what I mean. Like when you order the coconut, they can either cut it into a whole, like big piece, chunk of coconut, or they'll take that scraper thing and scrape at the coconut meat, and it'll be like the shredded things. I don't like that at all. They do it with melon too, cantaloupe, stuff like that. Not my jam. I like it better as a whole. Because it, for whatever reason, tastes a lot creamier when you have it like as the one big chunk rather than like the smaller pieces. You know what I mean? Also, those are a choking hazard, so. But yeah. I don't know. And I only really like, I don't like older or dry coconut. I only like the young coconut, the juicy, soft stuff. I really, really miss proper, real coconut water. That's one thing that you don't realize that you miss when you're out of the tropics or out of like the Philippines or your homeland or wherever you can get coconuts is like the coconut water or coconut juice, quote unquote, that you get out here, it tastes like sunscreen, man. Awful. Like the way sunscreen smells, like you know that like artificial coconut smell? I hate that so much. And people never get it. People don't understand. Like, what do you mean it's so good? Or like, even like when I talk about how I don't like the smell, they're like, what do you mean it smells so good? I'm like, fuck, man, it smells awful. It smells like the saccharine sweet artificial bullshit, but I don't know. I just hate it. Angered me. No, it doesn't anger me. It just pisses me off, but that's just how everything is. Awful, awful, awful. And mangoes, man. People out here ain't never had a good mango. Because it for whatever reason, loses how fragrant it is. I don't like maybe because they have to ripen under different conditions, but for like mangoes here don't have the same fragrance. Like they're sweet and they also kind of taste like okay, if you ever bought anything that's been labeled like tropical scented, if you probably know what I mean. Like it smells like coconut, it smells like that weird tutti frutti, like you know what I mean? That's the smell. What's the mangoes and coconuts smell like out here? It's so weird. I hate it so much. And people never understand when I talk about it here. Only like other people who have had actual good mangoes and coconuts have, can understand. Only other people don't. People don't understand me. Only people who have actually had it understand. But it's true. Like it's bullshit. I miss it so much. Like those were some of the first things when we visited the Philippines way back for my grandma's funeral and stuff. It was one of the first things I had, a good mango, a good coconut, actual coconut water. And I was like, it's so weird. And I remember telling my family that. I was like, no, after we immigrated, those were like the first things I missed. And they're like, what do you mean? Like, could you imagine? They were like, oh, shouldn't you have missed us? No. But yeah. Oh, and the street food, man. Maybe it's because of where I'm situated. But everything out here is just so painfully white. Suburban? Maybe? I don't know. There's no good, like, actual Asian food. I have to drive a while to get it. There's no, like, I miss street food. I miss balut. Actual stuff. Because the stuff you get out here, it's too old. Like, the bones are already too mature. So it's kind of, you have to spit them out and it's weird. And I don't know, it's weird. Canada needs to step up its street food game. I know I should be cooking right now. But I'm too lazy. What did I even get? Vegetables. That's all I got. All veg. Hey, first things first. On the roast. You guys know. You guys all knew that was coming. Some of them have to be stir-fried, some of them have to be boiled, and that's pretty much all I'm doing. I have to prep some noodles. For cold noodles later. I've been doing this thing where you just take, really any green veg, like, spinach is probably the most traditional veg you can use, kangkong, water spinach if you have it, we did baby mustard the other day. Maybe bok choy you could do it with. Yeah, you could definitely do bok choy. If it kind of vaguely resembles a spinach, then you can basically use it. Watercress even would be amazing with it. And you boil it, or you, not boil it, you blanch it. And then you squeeze all the water out of it. And you try to be careful not to break it. If you have one of those sushi things, you can use one of those to squeeze the water out. I watched a guy do it on YouTube. It's okay. I know it's okay. I also did it, so it's a pretty good option. Sorry, I'm shaking by my wings. You blanch your veg. And then you add some sesame oil, vinegar, and sugar. That's basically it. Maybe salt and pepper. Maybe some chili flakes if you really wanted. That's all. It's kind of like a minor pickle. Goes great with everything. Like, paired with a steak, some chicken, some pork, beef, anything. Like, fuck, just top some rice with it? That's amazing. I'm gonna get this water boiling. I'm gonna ready some cold water. And you can put ice in it. Like I said, we don't make traditional ice in this house. So we don't. So I'm not gonna put any ice in it. I can just switch the water out every time.
If that's
too much for you, then you can switch your or put ice in the water. That water boiling. Set this water aside. What am I gonna do first? Alright, I'll do the spinach. It's right here. Two stonking things of spinach, man. And always drink water or anything before you eat noodles, because it'll help it. Oh, what is the English word for it? Empacho. Indigestion? Yeah, could be indigestion. This helps you digest the noodles better, so it's not like, yeah, so it doesn't give you indigestion. Wow, it is majorly hot today. This is awful. Put my spinach out on a colander. Actually, let me wash these plates. Put my soy milk away.
God, get your shit together, night food.
I kind of sounded like, Kellen, what's his face? What's that guy's name that voiced, Funtime Freddy? I don't know. And he also voiced Fiddlesticks, but that specifically was the, anyway, whatever. Get these things washed. Put my calendar in the sink. Wash my spinach. I've been wanting to try this thing I saw on YouTube called shoyu arai, and it literally translates to soy sauce wash. When you blanch your spinach, you squeeze all the water out of it, and then you pour soy sauce on it. And then you squeeze the soy sauce out of it. Shoyu arai. It's interesting, but it feels like that's a waste of soy sauce. So maybe I'm not gonna do it. I'm just gonna do this that I'm doing right now. Just wash my first bundle of spinach, because spinach was cheap today. Two bundles for $3, except the label actually said $300. I was like, woo! Can you imagine? My water is at a boil. So you're gonna do it little by little. Put my noodles off to the side after having one last bite with the shrimp. Oh, there's shrimp in it, it's so good! Ah! Mmm!
only going to do a couple at a time.
Just enough that you know it'll cook quick. Be in there for a couple of seconds. That's all it needs. Then immediately just put it in your cold water. I'm going to take my colander out of the sink. Take my squeezy friend. This bundle of spinach over here. Colander over here. Put my squeezy friend over here. Move the split over here. And the cam jester. Take my spinach in my Wawa's out of the Wawa's. Lay it on my squeeze-a-squeeze friend. Then you're gonna roll your little sushi roller and squeeze. Don't squeeze so hard that you break everything, but just squeeze hard enough that your spinach isn't like overly hydrated. Oh shit, and you're supposed to get a container ready when you're doing this. Oh fuck. Put it in here. Ready. That's one done. I'm gonna do the next one and two of my Wawa's. Gonna do a couple seconds in there. Good rule of thumb is if it turns a little darker, then it's good. If it's wilted a little bit, it turns a little darker, then it's good. I'm gonna put that in my cold Wawa's. Shock it back awake. And once it's touchable temp, you're gonna kinda arrange it. You can grab it all. Doesn't have to be pretty, as long as you put it on your sushi squeezer. Squeeze your friend. Squeeze it. Again, make sure not to break it. Put it into your container. Same deal, you're gonna grab a clump. Put it into your Wawa's. Watch it. It's gonna turn a darker green after a couple seconds. Gonna be softer, more wilted, and that's your cue to pick it up out of the hot Wawa's and put it into your colder Wawa's. And arrange it so that you can grab it. Put it on your little squeezy friend. Like so. Cooking time varies depending on the vegetables. Spinach doesn't need very long, but if you're doing something like a baby mustard, put it in for a couple seconds longer. Just because stuff like that tends to be bitter if undercooked. So, you don't want bitter vegetables, because that's disgusting. I'm looking at you, bitter gourd. Eventually, we're going to cut those into smaller, more manageable bite sizes. For the time being, it serves its purpose. Not serves its purpose, good. We don't have time to cut it right now. Plus, it's when it's all together, it's easier to cut. So I'm going to replace my Wawa's because it's all warm now. And I put my spinach in while I'm doing this, which means it's been in just long enough for me to grab it from the hot Wawa's. put it into the cold Wawa's. Take my last bundle. Put it into the hot Wawa's. Take this one out of the cold Wawa's. Put it onto my squeezy, squeezy friend. And then squeeze. And make sure, make really, really sure that your vegetables have already cooled down, because the last thing you want to do is squeeze your spinach and have hot water come out and burn your little fingies. It's no fun. I'm gonna take out, oh, that's my car keys. You're not spinach. Take out my other bundle, and you're gonna wanna work fast. Put it, get some water running, take this out of hot Wawa's. Keep that in cold. Wash off your spinach. Drain it. Put it aside. Take your spinach out of the cold Wawa's. Put it on your squeezy, squeezy friend. Squeeze. And good. I feel like I should be playing music. Forgot about that. Put this in here. Get all blanchy blanchy. And that's it for that. I'm not done, but like that's all the steps you need. Couple seconds. Take it out. Put it in the cooler Wawa's. Tell it to chill out a little bit. It's getting a little too much. That's good. Again, make sure that nothing is too hot. Maybe I should have put a piece of ice in here after all. But it's too late now. Squeeze. Put it in. Take another clump. Put it in here. Make sure that's good. Dust is good. Put in some cold water. Woo, I'm sweating. Take this out of the hot Wawa's. That's actually a really big chunk. Oopsie poopsie. Overshot it there a little bit, but that's okay. Might separate it into two chunks, so it's not too much. Not too much, you know what I mean. You put it here. Put it on your squeeze, squeeze, friend. Squeeze. And I'm not squeezing it, in one area too much. I'm kind of going up and down the shaft. So it's not a constant pressure. Just enough to get shit out. Working my way outwards, then back inwards, outwards, inwards. Done. a little bit more. I think this can all go in at once, actually. And yeah. Careful with also water that it made. I think I'm gonna also make adobong kangkong. Just like what is it? It's like water spinach, or some people call it swamp cabbage, braised, stir fried in soy sauce, like other seasonings. Yeah. Counts. Drink my soy milk. My soy milk. Turn the fleafly off because that's it for the spinach. Gonna put my last bits of spinach in my wawas, in my cold wawas from my hot wawas. This last bit always gets a little bit annoying because it has all the tiny leaves and stuff. So, get that all separated in the cold wawas. Might go turn on a fan in a second, so you're gonna hear that nonsense. I was looking for those baby birds the other day, and they're gone. On top of my light. Completely gone. My mom was like, ew, they've probably grown up, you know. I was like, oh, they grow up so fast. Wipe off all the water off your counter. Squeeze out the water. Get rid of this water. Get rid of the spinach water, but you're gonna wanna wear some protection for your little tootsies. Or fingers, tootsies, or are those toes? But still, I'm gonna wash my water spinach. I'm gonna wash my water spinach so I can make that soy sauce spinachy stuff. There's a theme here, guys, and it's vegetables. It's been a hot minute since I've had like a full veggie thing. I'm not vegetarian. Clearly, I just had some wings. Sometimes you just want some veg in your life, man. And I'm gonna save everything else that I bought for another time. I bought some cabbage, bought some bok choy, and I bought some mushrooms. Oh, maybe I'll add the mushrooms to the adobo. Oh, some of you might be thinking of like the Mexican. Is it Mexican or is it Spanish? Adobo? It's not that, it's the Filipino one. Woo! Is this kangkong? I thought it was, but it doesn't look like the things are, doesn't look like the stems are hollow. Well, it looked like it. Certainly looked like it. Kangkong is the stems are hollow, presumably because it lives in like watery areas, so it has to float and shit. Oh, I'm gonna sneeze. I'm okay. Ow, that really hurt. I'm gonna soak these leaves in some water. And then I'm going to break them down more manageable bite-sized pieces. So separating the leaves from the stem and stuff like that. Oh, I need to blow my nose. I'm sorry. Oh, this is gonna be really gross. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll cut this out in post. Hey, future me, cut this out in post. You're probably gonna forget, but I had to at least try. Ugh. Okay. I only ever get like this when it's hot out, man. I am like opposite girl. I burp when I'm hungry, and I get cold symptoms when I'm hot. So hot. I'm gonna turn the fan on. What? Excuse you? Oh, your thing isn't facing me, that's why. I'm gonna turn on my hand. Okay. So, I'm gonna do... push the TV aside. It's a weird little portable, movable stand thing. I'm gonna take another bite of noodle. And gather my thoughts. What is it gonna do? Oh yeah. Gonna break these down into more manageable chunks. Perhaps I will get my colander out once more after washing it. Put a cloth down to catch any residual water. And start picking off the leaves from this plant. Wow, this isn't kumkum at all. Oh my god, I didn't get a chance to look at these leaves, but they're huge. Holy shit. You are not what I thought you were. Hopefully you're gonna taste the same. You smell the same? So hopefully you're gonna taste the same? I'm gonna rip those leaves in half, because they're huge. What the fuck? Am I blind? Holy shit. Ooh, what did the stem smell like? I mean, smell like plants. If it's being sold in the grocery store, I'm not gonna die from it, right? Right? Break all the leaves off first. Save the stems for later. I'm gonna cook the stems first so they're tender. A lot of you guys are like, God, I wish Nightfallen would never cook for me ever, and she sounds like a hot mess in the kitchen. Me, me, me. Amy Bully, me. Oh my god. I found out today that, oh, I was gonna put music on. Oh, what a dummy. Darn it. What did I find out today? Find out today. What did I find out today? Found out that I can still sing Candy Store under duress. Earlier, oh my god, what a mess today was. I was so nervous. By the time I was almost at my mechanics for my appointment, I was almost out of gas, man. Like, my little ticker thingy was basically on the F. Or not F, the E. Wow, I'm so stupid. Almost on the E for empty. Jesus Christ, fun. It's almost empty, out of gas, what I'm trying to say. And also the hatch thing on my gas refill thing, chamber, whatever you call it, is fucky sometimes. I stand there for a while getting it open. I go, I don't open it. Oh my gosh. Only cost $35 because my car is tiny. I don't have a big tank. Plus, gas is kind of cheap these days because... Oh, because... Or I don't know. Some of you guys are probably like, $35? Oh my god, whatever, gas, meh. I have a tiny little, like... Is that what they're called? No, that's definitely not what they're called. No. That's not even close to what they're called. But whatever. I have a tiny car. And it doesn't eat all that much gas. So that's a-okay with me. Because I don't really go anywhere anyway. And anytime I do go anywhere, it's to drink with friends. So we go with a designated driver, which is never me. Because I'm still driving this year. So, never had to be the DD before. Oopsie poopsie. That's my tale of woe. Of me as Juliet and my car as Romeo. Saucy little fucker that. Which, well, I guess I kind of get why people were like, oh my god, Romeo and Juliet are so romantic, wow. Also, at the same time, Romeo's a fuckboy, man. Why did nobody catch that? Why has nobody caught that Romeo is a fucking fuckboy? Literally at the start of the story, he's like, oh, Rosalind, I want you to get my dick wet. I want to shrivel up inside of you, Rosalind. Ooh. And then Juliet comes along and he's like, oh, that thing, fine. And he was like, Rosalind, who? Really, Rosalind is the winner of the story. I haven't gotten rid of that fuckboy. Plus, what teenage bullshit that is. Oh, if I cannot have you, I can never move on. I must end myself without my Juliet. I get it. Sad, but man. You've known her for what, like a week? Can't be pulling that shit. Maybe one day I'll read Shakespeare to you guys. And critique it. Critique Shakespeare. I'm cutting all the stems now. I'm gonna add this first. First, I'm gonna saute some garlic. Put some, like, give that some swiss. Some sugar, some pepper, some vinegar at the very end. Don't waste your time, mommy. You're already the voice inside my head. I missed you, I missed you. Turn the pan on. Get my brownie attack. Get me garlic. Yes, we keep our brownies in the freezer. You try it. It's very good. What chaotic energy this whole audio has had this entire time. Okay, so I'm gonna put garlic in the pan. If my garlic wasn't fucking frozen solid! I'm okay. Ah, fuck, my fan's fucking up my cooking fire, but I can't live without my fan. And my fucking garlic in my fucking pan. Sweet fucking scent on my fucking vegetables. Put some more garlic in my frickin' pan so I can sit in my frickin' vegetables. Maybe put some oil in it. I know I should have put oil in at the beginning, but sometimes you just can't be functional, bitch. So while that's doing its thing, we'll put in the stems. Oh my god, I'm freak out about why my fan is hitting my cooking fire and it's ruining my life. Oh. Fine. I don't have to have a fan on, I guess. Shut up, fan. Ugh. Oh, that's going to saute my stems. They smell pretty good. I don't know how it couldn't smell bad though, because it's literally just garlic cooking with some stems. Congratulations. Well, there's only a little bit of stuff in my pan. I'm gonna add some sugar and soy sauce. Which I don't have a very much lot of. But I need it. Add my sugar. Someone in the chat's gonna be like, why would you add sugar? You god, why? Adds to it, okay? Shut up. I would make a comment about you guys being like, wow, this is cataloging Night Fawn's descent into madness. But that's every single cooking with Night Fawn, isn't it? Every single time. Anyway, how have you guys been? Tell me how you've been. Yes, go on. Yes? Oh, no, she didn't. Go on. More stories? Tell me more. Give me more words. Yes. Oh, that's bullshit. That thing happened? Oh my, I hate that person too. That is awful. I'm so mad at them. I hope they would jump off a cliff. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe that's a bit much. But I'm gonna put my leaves in. My giant fucking leaves. What fucking plant is this? It told me it was water spinach. I thought water spinach and swamp cabbage was the same thing. Does it not sound like it's the same exact thing? Well, anyway, I'm gonna turn my flame to low. Maybe not low. Medium low. And then cover it, let it wilt, do its thing. At the very end, we're gonna add some apple cider vinegar from this bottle. Throw this bottle out because there's nothing in it anymore. Ooh, I sound like Kane. I'm so sophisticated, I am night mode Kane. So sophisticated. Ooh, that's me. His eye. Oh, I like it when Night Fawn and Spencer make a fool out of themselves because I can laugh from the sidelines as God. I like it when they fail to pickpocket a crowd because it pleases me and it amuses me oh so much. Ugh. What am I doing? What am I doing? I'm washing the dishes is what I'm doing. Clean as you go, folks. That's the motto of these audios, is clean as you go. Wash every single dish in the world and still never be happy. And after, maybe I'll just sit and eat some food while my things are cooking. Except I can't because I forgot I still have to break down my spinach and add the sauce to it. Oh. And I also have to cook those noodles so I can put them in the fridge for cold noodles later. Oh. There ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I need this spoon. I need that knife. I need that spoon. Do I need this? Ooh, 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 ooh. Can't function today. Oh, you know what I don't need is my squeezy squeezy friend. Put that in the sink and wash it. Have I spoken in my regular accent at all? There's a door open because I had to put you down in a cupboard. Have I spoken in my regular accent this entire audio? Who knows? Who fucking knows? That should hear all the construction out there. So, if I had started recording, that probably would have pissed me off anyway. So, you know what? I'm happy I didn't record. It's fine. Somebody fucking... I don't know what that is. Is that a leaf blower? Or is that a fucking... Fucking... What are they called? The whipper snippers? You probably can't even hear it. And you're like, what are you saying? I'm so fucking crazy. I hate you, Night Fawn, because you're a fucking demented, and I don't like that. Man. Don't stick your dick in Grady, man. I got my drugs today. My dealer aunt. My god, I wish I was that fucking interesting. It's actually just ingredients for medicinal soup. Oh. I don't really know where she got it. Somewhere in Chinatown, probably. Ooh, that smells like corn. Why? Why do you smell like corn? Well, whatever the reason, it actually it for something that smells like corn, it smells pretty good. Maybe I'll even eat it after this. But I'm gonna push it all down so everything is touching the sauce. It's low in my pan because I'm going to turn the heat up a little teeny tiny bit. And I'm going to pour my vinegar all up in my biznack. And then I'm not going to mix it. Why? I have no idea. It's just a thing that my grandmama and my mama told me when I was but a little girl. So now I'm going to take my spinach, cut it into bite-sized chunks with my knife. Move that aside on my cutting board. That smells like vinegar. What is that of? Fine. The guy, like, takes a swig from a water bottle, and the dude's like, oh, water, yes. Can I get a sip of that water? I think is what he says. And the dude's like, oh, it's not water. And the dude's like, yo, vodka, yes, dude. And the dude's like, it's white vinegar, actually. Yeah, what? I was like, yeah. This is funny. Am I like the kids and their TikToks? Is this ye old TikTok? Remember when it was just for like lip sync things? What the hell happened to TikTok? Or wasn't it called Musical.ly way, way back? Once upon a time? Suddenly it wasn't. Okay, I need the vinegar. Then I need to put a whole bunch of that in there, that vinegar. Put my sugar in there. Put a little bit of my soy sauce, quote unquote, except it's actually an Knorr seasoning mix. Cause I'm a whore for Knorr. I hate myself. And then some salt and pepper. Then you're gonna mix it up. Oh, and you cannot forget your sesame oil. Because that's what elevates it. That's what brings it to another level. That's what makes it good. Mix this veg right here. Long story short, everything that Night Fawn eats has to have vinegar, apparently. Mix it until all the sugar is dissolved. Because the last thing you want is crunchy sugar in with your vegetables. I'm addicted to the mint. This hotel is my Atlantis. Do 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 do. I'm putting the spinach in my container. Little by little, so I can mix it all together. Then it's going to marinate in that solution for a while. Maybe like a couple hours in the fridge whenever we starve. Is that what I was gonna say? What was I gonna say there? Damn. Until we start dinner, maybe? I don't know. Either way, it's yummy yum yums. Oh, I should have bought lotus. Damn it. This is good. It's extra good with lotus. Love lotus. Carrot, you shouldn't eat a whole lot of it, but it's so good. Oh my god. Okay. Now, that's done. That's all you gotta do. Except you're also going to taste it at the very end. Mmm. That is yummy yum yums. Mm. And your friend that is cooking away, you should also taste. Pretty good.
Oh no. Oh. Huh.
The stems are slimy. What is this vegetable? I don't know what it is.
Did I taste that right? Stems are making a weird slime in my mouth. And I wish that was a euphemism.
Wait, this is weird. Do I like this? I'm gonna have to eat it now because I cooked it, but... I'm gonna try a leaf. I should have researched this first. It literally was just called water spinach. Oh! No, that's fine. No, that's fine. That's good. The stems are weird, but the leaves are good. So, maybe that's why the leaves were so big. I'm sweating my fucking asshole off. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna have some more soy milk and have some of my chicken wings, but that is pretty much all I have in me right now. It's still an hour, so have fun with that. Whoever's listening right now, all one of you listening. That really hits the spot. Sweetened soy milk. Highlight of my day. Oh, I'm so sweaty. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I'm so sorry. Maybe when it's autumn and super cold out, I'll be able to talk a lot more. I don't really, plus there's nothing going on right now other than like me just working all the time, whether it be day job work or admin for audio stuff work or audio stuff work or stuff like that. If you are in the audio planning, are you, if you are in the absolute incubus tier, audio planning is coming up soon on Thursday for you guys. If you're listening to this at the time that I posted it, on the 13th, Thursday, tomorrow's the 12th, today is the 11th, so you have a couple days, a day, to get your submissions in. I'm hoping this goes up by tonight. It should. I don't know why it wouldn't. There's not really much to do to it. I didn't remove the things that have to be removed. If I did even remember to remove them, post-production, me probably didn't remove them. Let's not lie. But yeah. I'm gonna go have some wings and noodles. Maybe change out of my sweaty clothes. Take off these socks. Turn on a fan. Edit, watch some things. Oh, optimism.